Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron is insisting that the pension reform reach the end of the democratic process. The president has indicated that everything is being done to protect parliamentarians who are being threatened by opponents to the reform. The offices of several elected officials in favour of the reform were vandalised over the weekend, including that of the head of the Republican Party, Eric Ciotti, in Nice. The two motions of censure that have been filed with a view to bringing down the government cabinet will be examined this afternoon in the Assemblée Nationale. It seems very unlikely that the bar of the absolute majority to bring down the government cabinet will be reached. The leader of the left-wing party, La France Insoumise, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, is calling on unions to continue their industrial action, whatever the outcome of today's vote. In the lead-up to the massive day of demonstration planned on Thursday, the strike continues today in many sectors, including at the SNCF and at oil refineries. Teachers are also threatening not to invalidate the specialty back-level exams, which start today. This decision is contested by the union CGT and the CFDT. Philippe Martinez and Laurent Berger are calling on teachers not to disrupt the exams. In Switzerland, the country's largest bank, UBS, has agreed to buy its rival Credit Suisse for more than 3 billion Swiss francs. The buyout is to save the bank, which saw its share price drop last week. In sport and in football, Marseille brought down Reims on day 28 of the Ligue 1. OM won 2-1 last night while playing away, meaning Marseille regained their second place and Reims suffered their first defeat of the year in the league. And finally, a word on Formula One. Sergio Perez was the fastest of them all yesterday in Jeddah. The Mexican driver for Team Red Bull won the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix yesterday, beating his teammate Max Verstappen. The Dutch driver remains leader overall. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.